Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting seventh. The DH, Mark Whiten. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Borders. Batting ninth. The second baseman, David Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bartolo Colon. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Will Cordero. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting ninth. The catcher, Robert McArdo. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jamie Navarro. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ramirez takes first base on ball four. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thome hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to second. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Durham strikes out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Caruso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cordero scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Giles for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Borders hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ventura strikes out. One out. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball towards left. Bell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bell. Lofton moves to third. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lofton tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ramirez hits a pop-up into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron strikes out. 1 out. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McArdo hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Giles. McArdo reaches second base with a double. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McArdo moves to third. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Caruso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Caruso hits a line drive. Caruso is thrown out after the base hit. McArdo scores. Durham goes all the way around to score. 2 outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thome hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Freeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeman takes first base on ball 4. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. Whiten hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Whiten reaches second base with a double. Freeman goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Borders is 0 for 1 in the game. Borders hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Navarro juggles the ball. That's an error on Navarro. Whiten moves to third. David Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields it and throws to second for the out. Whiten scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez strikes out. Two outs. Will Cordero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cordero is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ramirez hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fryman hits a line drive off the glove of Ventura, and into shallow left field. Fryman reaches second base with a double. Vizquel goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Indians. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 0 for 2 in the game. Giles hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron hits a line drive towards short. Vizquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robert McArdo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McArdo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McArdo takes first base on ball 4. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Caruso is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Caruso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Whiten hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Borders is 0 for 2 in the game. Borders hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. David Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a pop-up towards first. Tommy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ordonez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel strikes out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cordero is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cameron is 0 for 2 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Robert McArdo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McArdo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McArdo hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Horry now pitching. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tomey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tomey strikes out. 1 out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 3 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Caruso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Caruso bunts towards the mound. Colon fields it and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to second. One out. Paul Shuey now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bell is walked intentionally. Paul Assenmacher now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Whiten is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Whiten strikes out. MacArdo drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Whiten out. One out. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Borders is 0-for-3 in the game. Borders hits a pop-up towards first. Cordero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Michael Jackson now pitching. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ordonez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ordonez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cordero is 0-for-3 in the game. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Norton pinch hits for Mike Cameron. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Norton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians 5, and Chicago White Sox 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.